You had a busy start to free agency. Are you done? I think that's what people want to know. Are you done?
No. I'm never done.
It's got to be exhausting spending all that money in a 72-hour span.
With all that money, we're probably done with that big spending, yes. But it's always ways to improve your roster. It don't have to be a whole lot of big money players.
Let's start with Kelechi Osemele, who, assuming, is he a guard in your mind?
Yes. No, he's a guard that can play tackle. So that's just the added added plus that we have with him. He can play a lot of positions. You know, so during the course of a game, you need that.
But as guard money goes, for his contract, that was far and away the biggest guard contract that's been given. What about him is so special that you're willing to make that investment?
Well, the bottom line, he's a good football player. And you got to pay for a good football player. That's just the way it goes. Anytime you play in the free agent market, money's going to be involved. So you just got to, you know, set your mind to it, and that's the way it is.
There's a clear philosophy here, though, growing between investing in Rodney Hudson, investing in Osemele. You're building through the interior of that line.
Yes. I mean, you got to be strong in the middle of that line. You got to be strong up front, period, across the board. And that's where we want to be. We want to, on both sides of the ball. We want to be physical. We want to be strong. We want to be athletic, too. And that's what Osemele brings.
Given that you got a young quarterback in Derek Carr, how much of a priority was it, too, to make sure that you're solidifying the protection?
It's always. You want to protect the quarterback. You know, you want to have a good run game. You want to protect the quarterback. And to do that, you got to have the guys up front to help.
How do you feel about Carr's progression, first half of last season through into the second half of his second season?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those things that Derek is going to get better year after year. I mean, he's going to get better game after game. You know, the thing with Derek, he wants to do so much all the time. Stress a little bit, and he's hard on himself. He's one of those guys. He relaxed. He's going to be fine. You know, he's gotten – his stats, you can see, gotten better from year one to year two. We're hoping that it even get much better from year two to three. So we're looking forward to Derek having a great year and carrying his team this year.
And having Amari Cooper healthy, that's a huge part of the equation
well. That hurt us at the end of the season. I mean, the last five games, people don't know it. Amari, he could only practice. You know, we held him out from practice. He just could not do the things he did early in the season because that foot was bothering him, you know, and he showed his toughness by playing every game, you know, and some of the time he was just a decoy, but he gave it all he had.
How do you feel about where you're at running back?
I feel good. I feel good about Latavius. We're going to have to get healthy. That we were hurt with Hulu and Tywan Jones. They both were hurt. So they got to get healthy, and we got to get better there. You know, both our fullbacks can play running back too. That helps. You know, we got Olawale and Marcel. You know, he'll miss first four games, but those guys can kind of step in and run some power plays. And so we have some guys, but you always want to create competition. So we'll never just let a good player go by. I don't know, somebody want to cut one, and I'll claim them. You know?
Tom Pelissero here with Raiders general manager Reggie McKenzie. You signed Bruce Irvin. You have Khalil Mack. They both strike me as versatile guys who perhaps you can use at defensive end, you can use at linebacker. Do you envision them being interchangeable, or how do those parts fit together?
Oh, no question. You know, those guys got the size, they got the athleticism, the speed, and Bruce is not the power player that Khalil Mack can be. But Bruce can do multiple things, and our coaching staff going to do a great job putting him in position to make plays. You know, and that's where we're all looking forward to that.
Is he a defensive end in your mind?
No, I think he's a linebacker. He's an outside linebacker who can play defensive end whenever you need him to, you know, because he's too athletic and fast to not put him at linebacker to, you know, at least let him roam around and do some things. He can cover, he can run, he can do so many things. They're excited to figure out how they're going to use him in many ways. So it's going to be fun to watch.
You brought in another really good pass rusher last year, Alden Smith, who's currently suspended. Mm-hmm. His contract, if I've understood correctly, he's now a UFA because his contract did not toll. Right. So as you look at Alden going forward, I know that he's suspended right now. He can't come back until during this season. But where are you at in terms of re-signing him back?
Well, the first thing we want Alden to take care of Alden. And that's my first order of business. I'm not worried about re-signing him until he get himself together. And then we're going to talk. You know, but I want Alden to take the right steps that he needs to do to get his life in order and get back mentally ready.
One more big money signing on that back end with Sean Smith. What does he bring to your defense?
Well, two things. He brings a valuable experience, and he brings skill set, you know, with his size and length and ability to cover, especially the way we play our corners, he's going to fit right in. So it's just the right fit. I mean, it was perfect for what we do. So him being available for us to sign was, you know, that was gravy. That was gravy for us.
You got to be excited about getting to Napa, and you still got the draft before that.
If we keep going the way we're going now and just, you know, we get to Napa healthy, and I think this team will do some good things this year.
Last thing for you, Jack Del Rio coming into his second season. You got a chance to watch him and his staff, how they work together, how they work with the young players. What do you see here in terms of going forward over the next several years?
I see it getting it's going nothing but up. You know, anytime you keep the staff together, and now they've been through it. They've been through it with new players. Now they know these guys, you know, and they know each other better after going through it. I see a much improved football team going into 2016. You know, they're hard workers. They work well together. I think the sky's the limit.